Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. Welcome into another hour of Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos is here. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another hour. Just to sort of give you the tone, if you're new to the program, last week's program was a focus on sperm donorship, among other things. We always have a couple of dozen things that we deal with when it comes to Ken answering some of your questions as well. You can always do that, by the way, dialing in 855-999-3684 gives you access to our recording line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a question for Dr. Ken there, and either your voice or the question will make it on the air. It's a very important part of our discussion here. Every week it's new, fresh material that is aimed at having you understand, from Ken's point of view anyway, the research has been done and published in our major medical journals. So we start out the week with a focus on your toilet. Hooray! What happens when you were a youngster, your mother told you to put the toilet lid down before you flushed. And, you know, we always tease about men leaving the toilet seat up, and women don't like that, and yada, yada, yada. But here's a pretty practical, pretty poignant approach to what's going on in your toilet, and whether it does or has, it doesn't have anything to do with putting the lid down. Ken's going to figure that one out for us right now.
Well, maybe it'll solve a mystery. If you're having trouble staying well, this may be one area that you need to look into and not forget. This really does come out of the American Journal of Infection Control, Doug, this week. We're not making this up, although some might think we are. And as you said, it's been said that closing the toilet lid before flushing can prevent the spread of all germs by keeping any flush-produced mist in the bowl. But this new study actually refutes that, showing that these tiny viral particles, Doug, spread to many restroom surfaces during toilet flushing, whether the lid is up or down. And the only effective way of reducing the spread of virus is through disinfection of the toilet, toilet water, and nearby surfaces. So in the bathroom, where's my Lysol? Clean out the toilet.
After every use, do you think? After every flush?
This may change the habits of Americans throughout our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of habits that are being changed. They're always being changed. There's always different sciences there to disprove itself. So I always love it when people say, oh, I want to know what the science is. Well, and you and I have this discussion from time to time, because what you talk about is basically science-based, evidence-based research and how that impacts you and your practice down in Florida. Lake Cardiology, by the way, is Ken's center for the management of your health risks, not just because of the cardiologist, he focuses on your heart circulatory system, but I find him to be, practically speaking, about as knowledgeable about one's body as you can find anywhere. He might say, well, go have this hearing guy check you out or have this specialist, but he knows what's going on. So, by the way, if you'd like to have some time with Ken, easy enough to do, call 352-735-1400 for the office, and they'll set you up with an appointment to see Ken there, or maybe through a Zoom connection. Telemedicine is cool these days as well. 352-735-1400. All right, we've been off and on, I think you and I have been talking about prostate issues, prostate numbers, prostate cancer, what happens to men when they get older and have a problem. It may or may not be something that you can find out about. We have PSA tests, men do, to find out what is it, the specific prostatin something antigen, right? Is that
prostate-specific antigen?
That's it. Right. Okay.
Easy for you to say.
It is easy. It's easy for you to say. So what happens now with prostate cancer on the rise? Because men seem to be living a little bit older or whatever. Maybe I'm just on top of it because I know a couple of men who have had it, who had it in their 60s and they lasted into their 80s. Sometimes the treatment is worse. Or the cure, I don't know if it's cure, but the treatment's worse than the disease. I've known a lot of men who have had a lot of different treatments, and they were miserable. So, anyway, how do you cut down on the worry that men have regarding their prostate, enlarging, cancer, all that stuff, Ken?
Extremely well served up, Doug, because this is a great concern. Any guy getting a little older is making more trips to the bathroom at night, and you're becoming more aware of your prostate. And there are some things you can do to keep it healthy. This is helpful, hopeful information this week out of the British Journal of Sports Medicine, of all places. And what we learned, Doug, is that even small improvements in cardio fitness can lower your risk of prostate cancer, and this is a brand new study announcing this result. This annual improvement of 3% or more in heart fitness led to a 35% lower risk of developing prostate cancer. However, the study did not link improved fitness to a lower risk of dying from prostate cancer, just actually getting it.
Huh. That's interesting, because that's part of, I gave blood yesterday. I took your advice. You've been talking about this off and on the last couple of weeks, how actually through the month of January, now we're going into the month of February, but there's an extraordinary loss of donors for whatever the reason. A lot of the national blood banks, I happen to give, there's a little hospital in Concord, Massachusetts, Emerson Hospital. It's a non-profit hospital, which seems to be the way to go these days, seeing how Tenet is doing a great job of ruining most of the hospitals that they run. And you see that with a, unfortunately, there's some businesses, I guess, that just shouldn't be profit-oriented. The hospital care at Emerson and hospitals like that are so much better. Anyway, so they use the blood there in the hospital. They don't ship it anywhere. It doesn't go out to a blood bank. They use it. And they told me when I gave that my blood would be used in the next 3 to 4 days. They have to make sure that it's okay and, you know, whatever tests they do to it. But then it'll be used for somebody. The last time, she actually, the lady who runs the center, and I have the coffee, you know how I am. When I go someplace, I always chat up the people who are there. So I said, well, can you look back at what I gave? Well, can you look back at the blood I gave the last time and tell me where it went? And she said, yeah. She said, with a little difficulty, but I can find it. So she looked back in the records, and they used my blood for somebody that had been involved in a very serious car crash that needed, had lost blood and needed, I'm an A-plus, A-positive, which I also, I thought... that O was the most common kind of blood, but A apparently is too. A positive is very
well. O is like the 32. One they want. They're, that's the one that's in greatest demand because they can give it to anybody. But your blood is good also. Don't
yeah,
think not.
So anyway, it's not a lengthy process. These ladies over at Emerson are so sweet, and they do such a good job. They, you know, they do the little test, the test to see how your blood coagulates and all that stuff that they always do when you're giving blood.
They'll
and
find
they
a good
needle
for it.
Yeah, it's perfect. So, and it's good for you. You know, there have been, I think we talked about this here, the iron component and how people who have too much iron need to give blood because that helps you get rid of the iron that you got in your system. I forget how we get too much iron. I know sometimes it's supplemented, but where is the iron? It comes from the foods we eat, right?
Yeah, but the body just,
some of us have.
It's part of the metabolism, the breakdown from the red blood cells, and you just don't excrete it. Iron is used to make red blood cells, and it's turned over, and it just doesn't get turned over properly in the body, and you hold it back, and getting too much is just not real good.
Got it. All right, let's pause for a moment and talk about Calitrin. Lots of reviews from lots of people. By the way, you can get $30 off for the rest of the week. This is an offer that you have to get by going into toploss.com. You can't get it on the phone. You got to go in and use your email and connect with somebody there and say, use the discount code Doug. You'll get free shipping and you'll also get $30 off your order. So if you're interested in losing weight and keeping it off, and who isn't, who doesn't have enough common sense after you do all that work? Maybe it's exercising, it's diet, combination of both of those things, but you've decided, I want to lose the weight. And then you go back to your evil ways. We all do it. Ice cream, whatever. So keeping it off is an important thing to consider as you're choosing what to do with your body. And Calitrin is the best way, the best product to use. All natural, no stimulants, there's nothing in it, no drugs. It's compatible with anybody who's taking any kind of medication because it's all natural. Food! That's what it is. It's food. And so the best blend is there so that you can lose weight. Check it out at toploss.com. Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight. Safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Program. Your favorite is talking about marijuana. And here's a story about marijuana. Yet, if you didn't know this, I mean, this is kind of a duh, but go ahead, Ken. Explain what the latest is from the marijuana circle.
Well, it's not my favorite. I just report what's in the medical journals each week. This is really not a duh. This is some important information. This comes out of the medical journal Preventive Medicine this week because marijuana does have a reputation among a lot of people of being harmless, but frequent tokers are more likely to suffer from asthma, is the news. Asthma is more common among U.S. adults who used weed within the past 30 days. Further, the odds of asthma are significantly greater among people who report using the drug 20 to 30 days per month. The more frequent the cannabis use, the higher the likelihood of asthma, even after adjusting for the potential effects of concurrent cigarette smoking.
Anybody who's got asthma and smokes pot, you got to be nuts.
This is causing asthma.
Still, you got to be nuts.
Chicken and
eggs.
This is before you have asthma.
It leads to it or helps you get it.
Correct.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Stefan on Good Day Health.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
With Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, leading the charge for better information on the things that have been published at the behest of the industry, the medical industry, the medical business, so the doctors can stay up with all the research. And so Ken takes this information and translates it so you'll understand its impact for you. Here's something very interesting. We're talking on the Good Day program this weekend about how this new, Elon Musk has some company that has developed a brain chip that's being installed in people's brains. And my concern about that is if you can hack a computer and you got a computer chip in your brain, you can conceivably hack into your brain. So not the coolest idea, it doesn't seem to me. And speaking of brains, there's a study very interesting about musical instruments, how playing them is so good, and why?
Yes, this is some interesting, hopeful, helpful information. This comes out of the International Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry this week. We're all so concerned about losing our ability to remember, to think as we get older. And what we learned from this study, Doug, is that playing a musical instrument, especially the piano, but not only the piano, but especially the piano, it's linked to better brain health in older adults, including better memory and problem-solving capability. And continuing to play an instrument or even sing in a choir as people move into the later stages of life confers even greater benefits. So get out there, enjoy your music, enjoy playing, enjoy singing, because it might keep your head working much longer than you expect.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. In the sad music is so the cornball expression of universal language, but it is. And think about the music that you listen to and why you listen to the music you listen to. The soothing effects. I like listening to music that I'm familiar with. Let's say the 60s, the 70s, maybe the 50s. That's
well, most
my
people
era.
Most people listen to the music that they were exposed to in middle school. That's what the studies show.
Yeah, does it really? Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that was it. I mean, I was in middle school in the early 60s. No, it was late 50s. Yeah, and that's the music that I dig. Elvis and Johnny Cash. and some of the greats from the Sun studio. You know, think about it. You and I talk about this from time to time when we have a sitting down to a good meal or something. We talk about things like this. What do we like for music? Sometimes
somehow you can't explain, you know, how I like music that was out even before I was born. So
yeah, the 40s. Yeah.
Like Sinatra.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, but that's, you know, what do you play? Now I'm trying to think, what do you play for music in your clinic at Lake Cardiology? When people come in and sit in your waiting room, what are they listening to? I'm trying to remember. I don't remember listening to anything.
Right, they're reading. We went through this decades ago it's very hard to please people of varied interests, and so we just, after trying and some liking, some not, we just decided we'll put magazines out or let people listen or use their own devices.
Yeah.
It's hard to find one tune that everyone likes.
Yeah, but sometimes the instrumental versions of tunes that people like, everybody can kind of get into it a little bit. But I'm thinking about sitting in your office, and there are more magazines in your office than any other office you go. Most people now don't have even any magazines in their office.
Right. We overload it with magazines, interesting things to read about your health, educational things.
Right. Yep. Well, that's good. That's a good thing. And that's what we're doing here on Good Day Health, getting into the things that are important for you. We continue another half hour with Dr. Ken coming right up.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If your kids consume energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment and entered the plea in a court document that was filed Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour. You're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now.
Let's make it 34 after the hour on this weekend's Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here in this hour talking about the items that are in the... I sometimes find a few things that I want to bounce off him as well. But he's done his homework. And the next item up for consideration, something from the American Journal of Obstetrics about ultrasounds and what they may be able to predict. Listen up if you're going to be a mom.
This is exciting. This comes out, as Doug said, the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. There are these ultrasound scans that are actually picking up microstructural changes in a woman's cervix, which actually could point to her having a higher risk for preterm births. The scans are done as early as 23 weeks of pregnancy and can help assess risks for premature delivery, having these preemies, even among first-time moms. So this is really exciting. They've capability of ultrasound to look into the womb to see actually the organs of the structure sitting in the womb, the baby about to be born, is amazing. You go back about 25 years ago, we could barely do this, and now the ability to see a heart of a fetus is just amazing. You can see it's amazingly clear, and here's the ability of pushing this technology of ultrasound even further, of well predicting who might be a preterm birth and taking whatever precautions we can to maybe help that birth last longer, because we know that preterm births are usually dealing with developmental challenges most of their lives.
Right. Yeah. All right. So there's some food for thought. All right. This is serious stuff, too. Another study on Americans and what they're doing as their life sort of winds down. It's kind of a sad thing. We all like to think that we'd like to think we could live forever as long as we're healthy, but we don't. There's nothing on the planet that lasts, including the planet. Sooner or later, that'll die as well. So what's that? There's a song about sooner or later all things die. I'm trying to encapsulate the lyric line. Not important to the story, but this is a focus on how you will spend the last 3 years of your life.
So, well, this is actually more hopeful than I thought, Doug. You know, this actually, I took away with this report this week in BMC Geriatrics, actually more hopeful and not so pessimistic about this, because surprising to me, the results of this big study is that 6 in every 10 of us actually spend the last 3 years of their lives at home, cared for by family and friends when they need help with daily tasks. I guess as physicians, we're so accustomed to seeing people in a setting that they need more sophisticated care than home. You begin to wonder, but this study shows that most are able to make it at home. Most of these
is people, that with the help of groups like hospice, you think?
Well, yes. And most of these people do not require professional care, or if they do, it's only within the last year of life. And there are these professional groups that do nursing at home. These nurses are amazing, and they can help people stay home and get the care they need. And it's even just a small fraction of those who stay home that need this specialized home care. So this is actually more optimistic, because I think that most people, if possible, would like to spend their final time at home. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's true. I don't want to go. My father, after he had his final stroke, before he'd had it, I promised him that he would not be in a home, and then when he had the final stroke, I realized I couldn't have him in my house, because the only place he could have been was a room across from my studio. And what happens when you have a stroke, oftentimes you have no control over what you say or you do, and there are all kinds of yelling and screaming and stuff. And so my stepmother said that she wouldn't have him at home, because she didn't want to. She took great care of him most of his life, and for that I was always thankful. But the idea of having him at home, I said to him, we'll take care of you at home. You won't be in a home, and that isn't what happened.
It's hard to make that conscious promise.
Yeah, it is.
And people should not feel guilty about this, because never taken care of anyone at home, it's easy to make that promise. But ask anyone who's ever tried to take care of a parent or a loved one at home. It's much more difficult than they ever expect. And I had this conversation with many children of ill parents when they're so guilty about having made that promise. And you shouldn't feel guilty about it, because it's not easy to take care of anyone at home. Anyone who says it is has never tried.
Well, I think I took care of my mother pretty much the last year of her life, because there was nobody around. That was in the early 70s. I remember when I was taking care of Tony, my wife, the last year or so of her life, I was around her a lot and took care things that were, I don't know, when I look back on it, whether it was not difficult. It was difficult emotionally. It wasn't difficult physically. It wasn't, you know, a big challenge. It was just watching her, watching whether my mother or my wife or, you know, anybody that you care about, watching them die and no picnic. And so that's why I think a lot of people of conscience, they just can't handle it. But then there are selfish people who just don't want to. And there's that. And
all of the above.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, this is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, continuing on here in a few moments on Good Day Health.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here, making sure that you know the origin every week. There are new stations, new folks listening. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, practices at a clinic called Lake Cardiology down in Central Florida. He has people come from all over the country, all over the world to see him. He's been awarded a lot of different things by the American Heart Association. He's what we call a preventative heart person. So you want to prevent yourself from having trouble. The problem with medicine today is it deals with stuff after the fact. And that's why I don't like a lot of conventional medicine, because it isn't there to really help you. It's there. I mean, there's help, but it just is. It would be so much better if doctors were encouraged to give people physicals and to work with preventing problems rather than waiting until there are a number of problems in your body. And then you got to run around, especially. I've noticed this year, it really is different. I'm in the wintertime, I often work on my health to make sure that I'm in the shape I want to be in to work on the farm. So I spend a lot of time in the winter months going to my doctors. I was out to see Jack Stockwell in Salt Lake City last week to have his brand of medicine practiced on me. I'm going to see Ken in the next month down in Florida to do the usual routine that we go through there. Gives me great confidence to know what's going on in my body, and I want to have Ken and his expertise, and that's why I suggest to you frequently that you take advantage of his expertise, whether it be through telemedicine or whether it's seeing him directly at Lake Cardiology. Please do yourself a favor, write this number down, and call it when you want to have a connection. You listen to Ken, you know what he's all about. 352-735-1400. You know that he knows what he's talking about. All right, so We have the CDC here, Ken, warning healthcare workers to be on the lookout for measles. Now, this seems kind of weird that measles are coming back. And don't we always get shots? Pretty much that's a routine that you have to get, right? Measles and mumps, or am I dating myself with that? I remember getting shots for measles when I was a kid. So don't we still require that? And that's, I mean, some of the vaccines really are necessary, and this was one of them, as I recall.
We do, but people are not as diligent about these as they have been. And I believe there were 23 confirmed cases of measles from December to the end of January. And yeah. This notification was sent to all of us doctors warning us of this, especially it's occurring in Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and the Washington, D.C. area. So, mom and dad, get the kids vaccinated. Measles is one of the most, if not the most, contagious virus around. Someone has measles and you're anywhere near them, I guarantee if you haven't had it or vaccinated, you're going to get it.
Ooh. So is that kind of vaccine, you know, we go back and forth on COVID vaccines and stuff as the you know, whether they really work and whether there's a way of mitigating it if your body doesn't like it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there are some of these things like polio. There are those who maintain the polio vaccines didn't come out until after the polio epidemic was way down, but there still needs to be some protection against it. Measles, the same. Are there others that we get? I don't remember back to what our first shots contain.
Oh, we're going to go over vaccination schedules. Oh, there's tons of things, you know, starting from the beginning of life that you need to, and adults need to remember to get their tetanus shot every 10 years. Talk to your doctor about getting a vaccine against pneumonia, and also chickenpox virus later in life can reinfect, and you need to get a vaccine against that.
Isn't that what shingles are all about?
Exactly.
Same stuff, isn't it? Epstein-Barr, that kind of stuff?
Not Epstein-Barr, but the reactivation of those of us who had that virus when we were younger comes out as shingles.
All right. There's a lawsuit this week against the makers of Ozempic. Now, you and I have talked about Ozempic before. You like it as a weight loss drug, but apparently it is causing a lot more harm, depending on how you look at this or what you read. A lot of people, women especially, are developing permanent diarrhea. It's affecting their gums and their teeth. So I wonder, you and I have dealt with this sort of here and there, because I think, I don't want to say what I don't, that isn't true, but it seems to me you like Ozempic for weight loss. Is that, do I remember that correctly?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there are just, where do we begin? There's a lot of personal injury attorneys, you know, in Central Florida. You watch cable TV, that's all you see. And you know, they're looking for work, and tons of people are using this drug, and a few people get gastroparesis, and you know, there's a lawyer answering any complaint these days. But there's been no class action suits, but these drugs are helping people change their lives, and enough people use anything, there's going to be some side effects, and I hope that people, I sure hope that these drugs are not in any way
taken off the market.
Interfered with, yes, because it would be a great loss. But
yeah,
you know, and if people are harmed, you know, they need to be made whole. But in general, if you think medicine is in trouble, you know, that's for a whole show, Doug. We could talk about you just kind of dropped that. That could be a whole show.
All right. We'll continue on this show with questions for Dr. Ken coming up next. This is Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The hour time now on the Good Day. Well, it's Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down Mount Dora, Florida. Remember, you can reach out to him anytime at 352-735-1400. You can reach out to us with your questions for Dr. Ken by dialing 855-999-3684. Is that a number that's easy? Do I do that too fast? Ken, do I need to? It's 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken, day or night. Help yourself. Here's a question that has been asked, and it's very pertinent. Why are there so many people sick right now? Respiratory virus season. You and I talked about this, I think, off the air as to what's going on, how I feel kind of weird because I've gotten this really virulent flu a couple of times in the last couple of months. I don't like it. And I'm trying to do something about it because it's not me having the cough and stuff that seems to come around. And this is not COVID stuff either, right?
Well, it's all part of it. In the winter, these respiratory viruses are more potent. They spread more effectively. They last longer. And this year, we're getting a triple whammy like we've never had before. We have a very potent flu virus. We have COVID, a new variant. And we also have now RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, which usually affects the young, the newborns, the infants, and now it's affecting adults. So there's a triple whammy of viruses that are usually present this time of year, but they're present this year in much more intense forms. So it's just all of this coming together at the wrong time, and that's why it's been a rough season. The good news is it looks like, and this goes week to week, hopefully I can continue to say this, but it looks like the peak of this has come and it's coming down. So let's just hope that it continues to come down and just be careful in crowds.
What are some of the symptoms of RSV? I think that's been, people hear it and they don't really know what the difference is between that and a virulent flu and COVID, because they're all kind of the same thing, aren't they?
Right. They all run together. They all have common symptoms. So even physicians can't tell this. And there are tests that need to be run. Flu has one. Obviously, COVID has one. But RSV asked me, what are the symptoms? Runny nose, sore throat, cough, headache. What does that sound like? Everything.
Something of the flu.
Specific. Exactly.
Yeah.
But those are the symptoms of RSV. So as a physician, it's so hard to tell. And the most common variant right now that we see in COVID-19 also has more of an upper respiratory, not the one that we saw originally back in 2020 that affected mostly the lungs. Now it's more sinus. So it's very confusing right now trying to diagnose this as physicians. Just think about being a patient, how rough this is.
Yeah, yeah.
And even I'm seeing some people who have strep throats that go to the doctors with these symptoms. I heard a couple just last week going to the doctor with these symptoms, and actually the doctor's diagnosing strep throat. So you have to throw that in there also in the mix right now. So there's really four possibilities of issues, and it's not easy being a doctor or a patient right now.
The reason I brought it up is because looking at hospital admissions, these stats for the last month or so, all these things we're talking about, the flu, RSV, COVID, ticking up, or did during December, as you're suggesting, in January they've gone down. And how many people are ending up in the hospital is a question. One of the things yesterday when I was giving blood, we're talking about Mass General and how the publicity for Mass General says we can't take any more people, the beds are all full. The reality is they don't have enough people to take care of the people that are in the beds. It isn't that the hospital's full, it's that they don't have enough people, nurses and staff, to take care of the people there. And that looks to me like a universal problem, right? Am I right on that?
It's absolutely a problem. So, and, you know, be kind to your healthcare worker is a good idea. And any support that we can get would be much appreciated. And it is very hard right now. That's a big problem.
I think that we keep our eye on it, and there are always going to be questions. And I think maybe because so many people are sick, it'll be a good thing for us, maybe in this section, the Good Day, the questions on Good Day Health for Ken, questions for Dr. Ken, to deal with not only the sickness, but how to keep yourself, if you're not sick, how to keep yourself that way. So that comes up perhaps next week in our questions for Dr. Ken. Ken and Doug here at 59 after the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.